So, your brother-in-law arrives today? James asked.
Yes, but not until after your party, she replied. We won't let him ruin our last day. Although he is the reason we got the project, so I guess I should try to be nice to him.
James smiled. He's lucky to have someone so talented in his family, especially one who is willing to give him the credit for all her hard work. James realized he had gone too far. I'm sorry, miss.
Mr. Spencer, we are colleagues in this matter, she said. He is taking credit for our work, and I think we both have a right to resent that, at least a little.
James held her gaze for a moment. Thank you, miss. Catherine nodded.
Let's go see how it looks from here, she said, walking over to the railing. I think we can just see the gazebo off to the right. They spent the morning going over all the projects, then met for lunch at Elsie's. They had a wonderful time, and Mary Rose did bring out a cake. Michael joined them, and after they finished their dessert, he asked James to walk outside with him.
If you ladies will excuse us, I could use a smoke and a word with our friend here.
As they left, Catherine leaned over and asked Sarah and Elsie when the new dressmaker would be arriving.
I would love to get a new dress for Christmas, she said, smiling.
Michael walked with James until they got out of earshot of the men working on the gazebo.
Tell me, lad, Michael said quietly, why are you quitting the project?
I have a chance at a job with the crew working the lifts, James began.
You just spent the last few months helping Kenneth Rogers' daughter with two projects and saved her from getting attacked by those men, replied Michael. I would imagine you could have any job you wanted.
You helped with those men, James reminded him.
That's not an answer, Michael replied.
And if you're wondering why I'm asking you, it's as a friend. I can see the way you look at her.
He paused for a moment, then added, it would never work, you know.
Aye, which is why I'm leaving, James said. I'm thinking of going to America.
Michael nodded.
As I said, it would never work here. If you had the opportunity to go to the States, you might have a chance.
Not to be rude, James said, but why do you care?
Truthfully, our Miss Rogers reminds me a great deal of my Clara.
Michael looked down for a minute.
Pretty little thing. All red hair and fire, but with such a kind heart.
He looked up at James.
If I had a chance to be with my Clara again, I wouldn't let anyone stop me.
James shook his head.
I can't give her the life she has here, and I don't even know if she'd have me.
How will you know if you don't ask? Michael said. Think about it, lad. Don't let others decide your fate for you. America has the opportunity for anyone to be a success. It's not just those that are born to it, but anyone willing to work hard and have a bit of luck on their side.
James put his hand on Michael's shoulder.
Thank you, sir, he said. I think America will be the right choice for me, but I can't ask Katie to take such a risk.
Michael nodded as he watched James walk back to the cafe and go inside. A few minutes later, Catherine and James thanked everyone for the party and left to meet Edward. He was just getting off the ferry as they reached the docks.
There you are, he said, looking at Catherine. Why don't we start with the projects that are almost completed and you can show me the designs tonight, after dinner?
Let's start with the benches in front of Bannon's Mercantile, she began.
Mr. and Mrs. Bannon, I don't need to meet the shopkeepers, Edward said with some disdain. Just show me what the projects look like.
Catherine smiled, thinking how much she disliked her brother-in-law. James thought it would be quite wonderful to punch him in the face. Instead, they showed him the projects and did their best to explain why the gazebo was by the cafe, rather than the train station.
Father thought it would be best to bring the tourists down towards the beach, Catherine explained.
Edward waved a hand at her.
I can take it from here. Why don't you go decide on flowers for the planters or something equally challenging, while I talk to the men?
Catherine pasted a smile on her face and turned around and started up the path. The guards moved to follow her when James said,
I think Miss Rogers needs some time to herself.
Having witnessed Edward's actions for the past half hour, they waited at the base of the hill.
I'll just make sure no one is up there to trouble her, James said. Let's give her a few minutes.
The guards nodded. As James started up the path, he found Catherine halfway up the hill, sitting on the grass.
Miss, you'll ruin your pretty dress, James said as he walked up to her.
Edward is an idiot, Catherine replied, and we all walk around pretending that he's not.
Then it occurred to me, is that what I've been like these past few weeks?